Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Nicole McLaughlin joining us from Plummer Youth Promise in the Good Vibe Tribe.
Alright, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing just fine. I'm really excited to talk to you and be on the show. I've just listened to a couple segments. Here
getting
I'm in my
psyched
car
up.
Sometime, and they're
so, Nicole, tell us about Plummer Youth Promise before we get into some of the things that you guys are looking for some help with.
Sure. We have actually been around since the mid-1800s, and we serve youth experiencing the foster care system to make sure that all youth, regardless of their age or circumstance, have family that's unconditionally committed to nurture, protect, and guide them. And that could be birth family, it could be extended family, it could be new family. But at the end of the day, it's really important that kids not spend time bouncing around the foster care system, because foster care is by definition temporary. They really need permanent families. So that's our mission. And we serve young people in a whole variety of settings. So they may be living in foster families right now. We serve young people between the ages of 18 and 22 who might be out in independent living apartment. And we serve 22 young people on any given day in our flagship program, which is our residential campus here in Salem.
What sort of challenges do people who live within the foster system face that we might not understand?
Oh, that's a great question. Loneliness. Yeah. Loneliness on an extraordinary scale, right? Because if you think about foster care, when young people are removed from their families, they're removed from everything they know, you know, whatever that may have been. Then they're removed from people they loved and they're attached to. And that is extraordinarily harmful to a child, right? And then in the best case scenario, that child gets returned to their family expeditiously. But that doesn't always happen. And so, for example, here in our residential program, we have some young people who have been in the foster care system for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Mm-hmm. And as that happens, they ordinarily move from place to place, and they get further and further separated from their birth families and from their extended families. And they may lose their culture. They may lose their language if they speak a different language. And at the end of the day, what they're really experiencing is sort of chronic instability and chronic uncertainty. You know, who's my person? Who's going to be there for me? And if you haven't experienced that, it's really hard to understand it.
Nicole, what made you decide to get involved with Plummer Youth Promise? Like, why did this cause speak to you personally?
Interestingly enough, I practiced law for 17 years, and this was not... I represented nonprofit organizations, and this was not the kind of work I did, but I was invited to serve on the board of this organization. And just over time, I have to say, understanding what the challenges faced by kids and families experiencing foster care really just got under my skin when I recognized how lucky I'd been in my own family and how important it was to make sure that all young people have the same kinds of opportunities.
And I think, too, once somebody is in a home full time, you can see that child really flourish. My sister and brother-in-law adopted a son through foster care. And, you know, initially he was kind of bouncing around. He was at their house. He was in a home. Yeah. He was back in their home. And finally, when they were able to adopt him full time, we have just seen his personality come out, his confidence come out, the smiles on his faces now that you didn't see as much when he was younger. So I know you're looking for some help financially, and then you're also looking maybe for more people to consider becoming foster parents, correct?
That is right. That is right.
Where can they donate? Where can they get information?
So the easiest way to get information is certainly our website, which is plumberyouthpromise.org. I know that's a mouthful, but there's information. there's information out there both about becoming a foster parent and about our campus renovation project, which itself is huge and was helped the young people who live here, helped design it, told us what they really needed to have the kind of psychological support and safety that they need to be able to engage in some vulnerable work to help them get back to families. And we've really tried to lean into that, but we have a ways to go. We have a ways to go, and we could certainly use people's help.
If you want to get involved, you want to find out more, you want to donate money, or maybe become a foster parent, plumberyouthpromise.org. Again, plumberyouthpromise.org. And Nicole and all of your team are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo! Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole.
And, oh, gosh, congratulations to your family on that adoption. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Well, we appreciate that. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing that. And again, anybody wants more information, plumberyouthpromise.org, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we can share that link. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio and good luck?
Thanks. Good luck to you as well.
I love when they beat you to the good
luck.
I love when people get angry when contestants don't say good luck. We will get calls and text messages. How come they didn't say good luck to Kennedy?
It's just good manners to say it back.
It's very polite.
Even if you don't mean it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is an L. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 6,132 wins, 447 losses. Heather, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Of course you are. You're going to crush it. Question number one. Luke Combs posted a cover of Teddy Swims' song, Lose Control, and it is fantastic. It's not an easy song to sing, apparently, Dan. I mean, I'm sure you and I could have handled it just fine.
Oh, Lose Control? Easy. The runs right. I would go on.
It's not the first time Luke Combs has covered a popular song. His biggest hit is a cover of which song?
Fast Cars.
Question number two. Orlando Bloom initially thought Pirates of the Caribbean was a crazy idea, you know, because it was a movie based on a Disney theme park ride. Who has Bloom been dating since 2018 and they have a kid?
Ooh. Is it Katy Perry?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. That's what I'm guessing.
Starting in September, episodes of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy will air the next day on Peacock and Hulu. In Jeopardy, what is the clue on the game board where the player can wager any amount of their score before the clue is revealed?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank
I
you.
Used to watch Jeopardy all the time. I'll say double Jeopardy. I really don't know the answer.
Question number four. Tyson Ritter of the All-American Rejects has joined OnlyFans and is promising a taste of full frontal rock and roll. It's basically to hype the band's new single, Easy Come, Easy Go. Name this All-American Reject song. Take a listen. Tell me all that you throw away. Fight out games you don't want to play. You are the only one that needs to know. Name the song.
Dirty Little Secret.
Question number 5. Do you remember the movie Eurovision with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams? Will is turning it into a Broadway musical. Which European country are the two main characters from who hope to win the Eurovision Song Contest?
Couldn't tell you.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
I've never seen that movie.
Me neither.
Well, you're both Yaya Ding Dongs.
Are we calling people names?
Yaya Ding Dongs.
Yeah.
Could you sing a little bit of that for us, Kennedy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ding dong. I think that's sort of right.
Kennedy, Heather got 3 out of 5.
Hold on.
It'll all make sense in the end.
Okay,
Kennedy.
Good.
Luke Combs posted a cover of Teddy's Swim song, Lose Control, and it is fantastic. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet or not. It's not the first time Luke Combs has covered a popular song. His biggest hit is actually a cover of which song?
Fast Car.
Play that one next,
Kennedy. Nope. Yeah.
Back when Luke worked in the market as a checkout girl.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Orlando Bloom initially thought the Pirates of the Caribbean was a crazy idea, you know, because it was a movie based on a Disney theme park ride. Who has Bloom been dating since 2018 and they have a kid?
Katy Perry.
Tied at 2. Starting in September, episodes of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy will air the next day on Peacock and Hulu. In Jeopardy, what is the clue on the game board where the player can wager any amount of their score before the clue is revealed?
The Daily Double?
It is not Double Jeopardy. It is the Daily Double.
Oh. I have a double right.
You did.
Double Jeopardy is a good Ashley Judd movie, though.
3 to 2. Question number 4.
I know, it is.
Greater book.
Tyson Ritter of the All-American Rejects has joined OnlyFans, Kennedy.
Why not?
And you're going to get a taste of full frontal rock and roll.
Is that what he said?
Yes, it's basically to hype the band's new song.
Amazing.
Easy Come, Easy Go. Name this All-American Rejects song.
Dirty Little Secret.
4 to 3. Question number 5. Remember the movie Eurovision, Kennedy, with Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams?
I do.
Will is turning it into a Broadway musical. Which European country are the two main characters from who hope to win the Eurovision Song Contest?
Oh, is it Iceland or Finland? Iceland? Woo!
Yeah, yeah, ding dong.
Fairy houses, that's what it's like. Because they have them there.
5 to 3 is the
they
final score.
In fairies.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Good job, Kennedy.
You too, my friend. That was well done.
Yeah, you don't get the
thank
money.
You.
However, you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see The Weeknd. I know. It's coming up June 10th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It will be at Gillette Stadium, and you are there for free.
Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Oh, of course. No. Thank you for calling into play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
This is Heather.
Hi.
And if we're Ashby, we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So LaToya Edwards from NBC 10 Boston had this story for us earlier this week about a senior prank in Hanover.
Students at Hanover High School, they're facing consequences after a senior prank went wrong last week. Around 90 students from the class of 2025 broke into the school after hours to carry out a prank that the superintendent and the principal called disrespectful. The mess involved items like toilet paper, confetti, and smashed fruit.
And it was at this point that Kennedy revealed something to us that we didn't know.
Well, the thing that you did as a senior every year at my school was built like in a square and there was a courtyard in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And so every senior year, the seniors would sneak over it and toilet paper everything.
The whole thing. Which is
were,
what these kids did
like
inside.
There were trees and benches, you know, where you sat in between classes and such. And that's just what you did. And then some boy, and I'm remembering it now, because we did it like as cheerleaders. I literally have a picture of me in my cheerleading outfit with no shoes on, with toilet paper in my hand. And then some boys came and did it later, at a different time, and they got caught, and they had beer on them.
Oh.
And so they didn't get to walk.
They were talking about the kids from Hanover not being able
but
to
only
walk, which
of the
was
beer,
kind of ridiculous.
Not because of the TP.
Right.
But it's still dumb. They should be able to walk. I just said what
well,
I
they
said.
Did. They did walk. I mean, they had
I
their...
don't think my boy...
It's not till tomorrow.
I read that they walked on Friday or something like that.
It's Thursday.
Last Friday, I think they walked.
It happened this
I could
Tuesday.
Be wrong.
It happened on Sunday into this Tuesday. Well, anyway, I digress.
I gotcha.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello.
What was the prank you pulled?
Well, I was the class shutterbug, so I might have photo evidence of us saran wrapping and baby oiling in between layers some juniors' cars. And to add a little bit of extra spunk to it, we put some extra protection on their antennas, if you know what I mean.
I'm sorry, as a person who's never saran wrapped a car, what does the baby oil do?
Makes it hard to get off.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes it more challenging. It's all.
That's hilarious.
I think the statute of limitations is over because it's been 25 years.
You're fine. You're fine. Thank you, B-Side. We did two pranks. We didn't have like a senior prank per se.
Yeah.
We just pranked a couple of people
sure.
as seniors.
Like you do.
We did the Powder Puff.
Yes.
So the boys dressed up as cheerleaders and the
right.
girls played a football
we
game.
Did that too, yeah.
And while the girls were off practicing
yeah.
their plays on the field,
right.
all the boys went and picked up one of the girls' cars and put it up on the curb of the school because she drove a tiny little Honda Civic. I mean, a very tiny little car. And there was like 15 of us, and we picked it up and put it on the curb of the school.
Some boys did that to my cheerleading coach one year, too. She had a tiny car. They put it right on this, like, there's a sign that says Wheaton North High School.
Right.
They put it right on there.
All right. We have somebody who's a senior right now, Kennedy.
Give it to me.
Melinda, what was your senior prank? Good morning.
So what we did was simple. We've had a class couple ever since freshman year. So they've been seeing each other for 4 years. We all agreed that we'd have a fake wedding at the graduation stage. So at 10:45, we'd all get up and walk out of our class and be down the aisle to watch a wedding of a fake bride and groom.
Okay, that's wholesome.
And some of the kids got in trouble like me because we got written up for skipping class for around 3 to 5 minutes. We actually had to go to the principal's office, even though it was just going out to watch a fake wedding and then throwing like fake rose petals, which are just made out of paper, and we all picked up at the end.
You guys are about to graduate in 6 minutes. Who cares?
The principal, apparently.
No, the teacher, apparently, because the teacher was the one who wrote us up to talk to the principal.
I think it's really nice.
I mean, that is the sweetest, kindest prank.
It really
is. Like, that is a good prank.
Yeah.
And creative. The kids in Hanover, yeah, not very creative, like toilet papering, whatever they did.
Look, sometimes you got to go with what you got.
Yeah, sometimes vandalism is an old standby. But this was very nice.
It was very creative.
Now, and the teacher was, like, saying, in all my years of teaching, this is, like, one of the worst pranks I've ever seen. At least we did a prank, because last year there was no senior prank.
No,
does your teacher hate love?
And he was like, I couldn't see you guys. I didn't know where you guys went. And you were disrespecting me because you walked out of class.
He was pissed he wasn't invited.
Yeah,
that's all.
You should have had him as the
he should have been the flower girl.
The officiant or something. He should have been reading the vows.
His ego was bruised. You disrespected him for 3 to 5 minutes.
So you're on your way to graduation right now, Melinda?
Yeah, for practice graduation, a senior parade, senior breakfast, and then at 5 o'clock today, we will be having a graduation there.
Congratulations, girl.
You made it.
Good for you.
And you got written up one last time for the books.
You know what? You might as well walk out like that.
Well, we got written up one time.
All right.
That's my girl.
Well, congratulations, class of 2025. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Have so much fun today.
Thank you.
What a great day for her, huh, to graduate?
I mean.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 101.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. We were talking about the prank gone wrong in Hanover. A bunch of high school kids went in and toilet papered.
I mean, it just, you go clean it up and you move on with your life.
I mean, to be fair, it was a little more than just toilet paper.
All right, glitter.
There was some fruit, apparently.
All right,
there was,
maybe we took it too
they
far.
They smashed some stuff. You
all
know,
right,
but,
produce
yeah.
and destruction, maybe not, but...
Yeah, we don't want you to go to jail. We just want you to have a little fun for your senior prank and not get completely out of hand. So again, 617-655-1234. Kennedy shared that they toilet papered their school.
Yes, the bad girls of Wheaton North. Whoop.
Deanna's, still have a warrant in Wheaton.
Right.
Deanna's from Worcester. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What did you do as your senior prank?
We did the long game. We saved from junior year through senior year. Everybody saved their chew cans, and they filled the principal's office with chew cans for 2 years, and he couldn't get in the door.
Chew?
Like tobacco?
Yeah, like dip.
Yep.
Oh, that's so gross. No offense.
So they just kept their chew cans?
Yep,
like,
filled it.
Like and empty then, chew cans? Like empty chew cans?
Empty chew cans. Yep, okay. Yep. And then the next day they swapped out all of the furniture with miniature-sized furniture.
That's actually
That
good
is clever.
One. All right. Thank you.
That's a lot of skull.
Gross. Kelly's from Seabrook, New Hampshire. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
What was your senior prank?
So it was a long time ago, but we took all the lunch tables and put them in the teacher parking spaces.
Oh, that's pretty good.
How early did you have to get there to make that happen?
I don't even remember what time, but the janitors let us in early and let us use like the dollies and stuff. And the teachers were so mad when they got there.
I love that the janitors were in on it. They're like, heck yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they're like, here you go, we'll help.
My favorite prank was the one they did at MIT a few years back.
Well, they do one every year.
I know, but the one where they put the piano up on top of that thing.
Or they had the notes that were Rickrolling. They had a musical staff, and it was the notes to Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, their senior pranks at MIT are next level.
Well, they're engineers. It's not really fair.
Molly's from...
Yeah, but how many chew cans do they have saved up?
I don't know.
Molly's from Sharon. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
So what did you do as your senior prank? I don't know if I understand this one.
So we set up teams. We split the senior class into two different teams, each a different color, and we played Capture the Flag while classes were going on.
Did they appreciate that happening during school?
No, we were shut down very quickly, but it was fun while it lasted.
What did they do? Lock the doors and say you're out?
No, they just kind of told us to go back to class and it was over. So they weren't super happy, but the class before me taped hundreds of pictures of our assistant principal around the school. So
that's pretty good. All right, thank you. Janet's from Waltham. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
What did your daughter's class do?
They found pictures from the senior yearbooks of a bunch of the teachers at Waltham High, and they blew them up and posted them all over the school.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's
some really good looks, I imagine. Right.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Hair.
Right.
Yes, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I feel like most of the pranks we pulled was not on the school. You know, like
toilet papered. Definitely on the building.
Well, we toilet papered Kenrick's house, and he had this huge tree in his front yard, and they must use 40 rolls of toilet paper.
Well, we did that every Friday whenever there was a football game.
But I didn't actually toilet paper. I was like Jason Statham. I was the driver.
You were the transporter.
Yeah, and they saw my car, and I had plausible deniability. I was like, I did not toilet paper your house. He's like, we saw your car. I'm like, again, I say, I did not toilet paper your house.
When did this loopholeness begin with you?
How very early young, of an age? Very yeah. young.
Yeah. I had no idea what they were going to do with those huge bulk rolls of toilet paper in my back seat.
I watched him do it, but I didn't do it.
I never said.
I got them all home safely.
I did not toilet paper your house, Kendrick.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome back to the show from earlier this morning, Melinda from Brockton.
Well, hello, my friend.
That was so funny. We grabbed the phone and there's Melinda. So Melinda is a graduating senior, class of 2025. Hello, Melinda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You need to ask a question. Okay. You want an answer.
I know. Are you excited?
Nervous, but also excited, yeah.
Okay, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has now stepped out of our studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You just have to get more right than her to win. Are you ready?
Yep.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's reaction to seeing his son Patrick's full frontal scene in The White Lotus was pretty measured. He didn't complain because he did some nude scenes in his own movies. Schwarzenegger has one of the most famous lines in movie history. Finish the line. Hasta la vista, blank.
Baby. Hasta la vista, baby.
Bjorn from ABBA is embracing AI to help him write a musical. He says, and I quote, "It is such a great tool. It's like having another songwriter in the room with a huge reference frame." Which country is ABBA from?
Sweden, I think.
Sounds like we're getting some help in the background from mom and dad.
Yeah, a tiny bit.
Question number 3. Mark Wahlberg, 54 today. He's been in all kinds of popular movies, but we don't care about that right now. He was leader of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch before all that. Can you name their biggest hit that went to number 1?
You might need mom for this one, too.
Good Vibration.
Question number 4. 16 years ago today in 2009, this classic comedy was released. Listen to the clip and then name the movie.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who
brought this guy along?
Yes, Alan, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Name the movie.
The Hangover.
Question number 5. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin broke up again, and this time it might really be over. Martin is the front man for Coldplay. Coldplay has had 2 number 1 songs in the U.S., Viva La Vida And this 2021 song that they did with BTS, name that song.
I have no idea.
So, all right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So after graduation today, what's next? What are you doing?
Well, on the weekend, I'm having my graduation party.
That's good. I like how you're thinking.
That's a good start.
Let's get through the weekend.
Not going past the weekend yet, okay.
And right, you can't get to the rest of your life without getting through the weekend.
Agreed.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melinda got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Melinda and friends.
Right. Mom and Dad helped out a little.
Good enough.
Question number one. These are tough. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's reaction to his son Patrick's full frontal scene in White Lotus was pretty measured. He didn't complain because he did nude scenes in his own movies. Schwarzenegger has one of the most famous lines in movie history. Finish the line. Hasta la vista.
Baby.
There you go. Tied at one. Bjorn from ABBA is embracing AI to help him write a musical. He says, it is such a great tool. It's like having another songwriter in the room with a huge reference frame.
You don't have to pay royalties to.
Which country is ABBA from?
They are from, oh my God, Sweden?
Tied at two. Question number three. Mark Wahlberg, 54, today has been in all kinds of popular movies, but we don't care about that right now, Kennedy. He was the leader of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch before all that. Can you name their biggest hit that went to number one?
Good Vibrations.
Tied at three. 16 years ago today in 2009, this classic comedy was released. Listen to the clip and then name the movie.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
What? Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who
brought this guy along?
Yes, Alan, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Name the movie.
I don't know.
Alan, The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Uh-oh.
To quote my friend Dan, things just got interesting. 4-3 for Melinda. Question number 5. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin broke up again, and this time it might really be over. Martin, of course, the front man for Coldplay. They have had 2 number one songs in the U.S., Viva La Vida, and this 2021 song they did with BTS. Name that song. She's making a face. Both hands are over her face, like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
The aftershave.
My universe?
Wow.
Pulled that one out of a file cabinet way in the back.
Well, Melinda, we were trying to give you $100 as a graduation present.
I'm sorry.
Kennedy had other ideas.
Auntie Kennedy is not your friend. Well, you didn't win the money, but you did win yourself an exclusive night for you and a guest with Kennedy at Summer in the City, Boston's premier waterfront concert series at Boston Harbor Hotel, an unforgettable evening of live music, delicious food, cool cocktails, and great vibes. And I'm sure Kennedy will give you some.
We'll pass on the cocktails with you, but other than that, we'll have a nice time.
Yes.
Of course.
Melinda, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melinda Shaw from Brockton, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy's hopping on a plane to go to Chicago to see old Blue Eyes, but his son is going to be playing in a pretty high-level baseball situation all weekend long, like 4-day tournament. It's a lot of baseball. That's the thing. I am grateful about being a lacrosse parent because those games are about an hour and a half at the longest. Baseball, who knows? You could be there 22 hours for a game.
Well, yeah, but if they win, you play another game.
Right.
And if they win, you play another game.
And you're you're in your head a little bit because you're going to be hanging out at the field.
Yes.
Around other parents.
Yeah, I met some of the other parents last time I was there, but I imagine I might meet more parents this time around. And you just, like, I want to just do it right. I don't want to be, like, I've had friends who have been coming to with their new person and the ex-wife or the ex-whatever is there and there's cliquey people and it's whatever. I don't feel this will be this way at all because I love his ex-wife, but, like, I have feelings. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be to this or to that. I just don't know what to do, and I'm a little embarrassed that I put so much thought into this.
I mean, it's just...
But welcome to my brain.
It's just a baseball field. Like, it's going to be dusty and dirty. Like, just wear jeans and a t-shirt.
It's not that easy, Dan.
That ain't it, kid.
It's not that easy. What you wear, how you act among this whole crew.
It's
that
a
you don't...
high school baseball tournament, not the Met Gala.
Is it?
I'm looking for my baseball moms out there, okay? My baseball moms, where are you? We have Cheryl from Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Just be you. Wear a Jesus t-shirt.
I know a woman that owns an embroidery business that could do a custom embroidered hat.
Oh, my
hat.
God. I
just
know.
Saying. All right. So Cheryl from Plaistow, New Hampshire, are you a baseball mom? Good morning.
Yes, I have been for several years.
All right.
And take my anxiety away, please.
Yeah. Can you have some hot tips for Kennedy?
Yeah, so it's actually pretty simple, Kennedy. My son actually plays on two different teams, which includes several different colors of the teams. And as long as you're wearing that team's color, you're showing the support. You don't need to go all out in baseball gear and what's on, you know, the internet and everything like that.
Do you know the team colors, Kennedy?
By wearing those colors.
Yeah, they are the White Sox. So black and white.
Black and
white. Let's go.
Oh,
the
okay.
only colors
well,
I own.
Hot tip. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome. Good luck, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Nicole is from Hanover. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi.
You're a baseball mom?
I am.
How many years?
Well, maybe for the last time. So since he's 13 and he started when he was about 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this something that a lot of women do at the field? Just put a lot of thought into what they need to wear? Or is Kennedy,
according to Reddit, it was.
Or is Kennedy just in her head a little bit?
I don't put any thought into it, honestly. No matter what sport I am going to, I just wear whatever is comfortable is honestly what I do. And sometimes I have to come straight from work, so...
Yeah, like when we went to the last game, I was kind of covered head to toe because it was sunny out. And his ex-wife, who I adore, is like olive-skinned, gorgeous.
Right.
No worries. She's in like a tank top and shorts. And she's like, what are you doing? Is it winter? I said, I can't see the sun.
Thanks, Nicole. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Chris is from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How long have you been a baseball mom?
I'm actually an auntie.
Oh, a baseball auntie. Okay.
Even better.
Yeah. So I found going to the games, you just got to be middle ground. Can't dress slutty. Nothing glamorous. No glitzy. No sequins. All that crap. If you know the team colors, that works, but it's got to be the right color. So okay. If they're royal blue, you can't wear baby blue.
Got it.
But casual.
Good advice.
I've seen khakis. I've seen dungarees.
Yes, I've been doing a lot of looking at athleisure wear, which I don't normally wear as clothing, but I'm all right with it at this point.
I think a Lululemon anything works, Kennedy.
Yeah. I've got a lot of booty by Brabant, so yeah. I'm thinking about that.
But you heard, Chris, no dressing like a Jezebel at the high school baseball game.
I don't know. I kind of like it. You do you, Kennedy.
Show up like Sandy from Grease with a cigarette in your mouth.
Full pleather.
Tell me about it, stud.
Heels.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, go well in the grass.
Full body con dress.
Jen is from Boston. Good morning, Jen.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
We're good. So how long have you been a baseball mom?
I'm actually not a mom, but I am a fashionista.
Oh, okay.
Kennedy, don't sweat it, baby girl. You are awesome. Just radiate your confidence. It doesn't matter what you wear.
See, I don't know if we can take this advice from a non-baseball mom.
Wait a minute. What about fashionista?
See, I'm here for that part. I understand. I'm usually pretty confident in the things that I do, except when I'm not. And when I'm not, that's when things take a turn.
But don't forget, it's not what you wear. So, like, if you want, like, to look cute, wear something that makes you comfortable.
I see.
Be vivacious.
I see.
Whether it's, like, a cute pair of jean capris and a cute sweater or a crop top, it's what makes you shine.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for hype talking me a little bit. I needed it.
You're a rock star. I mean, like, I get it. You're not like a rock star, but you're a rock star. Just own your vibe. You got it. Don't sweat it. I know what it, like, you want to make a good impression, but as long as what you see in the mirror, like, you feel comfortable and confident, you're going to rock it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jed.
You're welcome. Have fun, guys. Love
you. Love you.
Can you call next week and do me and hype me up?
I'll think about it. You might have to give me a shout out or something. Give me a reminder, Carson.
Go bye, Jed.
Wait up.
Who's going to tell her that we actually are rock stars and have opened for acts like Jelly Roll? Said no.
Where's
one
the
ever.
Lie?
Said
Where's
no
the lie?
Ever.
I have no rebuttal for you, Kennedy. Carson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Well, Carson, it looks like Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson have ended their 8-year off and on relationship. Sources confirming the breakup to People, which might as well be scripture, I think.
Yeah.
When it gets to them, I think.
They've had a rough go of it.
Off and on and off and on. It's hard. It's hard to be apart. It's hard, I imagine, when she's filming and he's on tour and stuff like that. It's hard. But anyway, they say it feels final this time. Mm-hmm. They were last seen together in Malibu on May 16th. In March of last year, it was reported that they had been engaged for years but were in no rush to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors of a split made the round in August but were denied, saying they were happily together. They're pretty private people, so
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. More and more conscious uncoupling for Chris.
I forgot about that one.
How could you?
Conscious uncoupling. Remind everybody what that is, Kennedy.
Well, when Chris and Gwyneth broke up, that's mm-hmm. what they called it. They didn't necessarily, I mean, they were getting divorced. That's the legal term, obviously, but they wanted, I think they were just trying to put some purpose behind it by saying mm-hmm. it was nobody's fault. Mm-hmm. This is just us now, and it's better if we're not together. So we are consciously uncoupling.
It
and
just
while
sounded,
it sounded
like,
pretentious as hell,
yeah.
It makes a great deal of sense. But yes.
Yes, it was just... Yes, we're not breaking up. We're consciously uncoupling.
Yeah. So there you go.
It was a lot. That was a lot.
They're a lot. But what are you going to do? I mean, she sells candles.
No,
they smell
she's
like
a
parts
lot.
Of her bodies. What are you going to do?
Is a saint.
Of course. My apologies.
Careful.
Yesterday, I told you that Mariah Carey was coming back with some new music. And today, I have a clip. Do you want to hear it?
Hit us.
It's called Type Dangerous.
Look at all that danger.
We love a I'm dangerous. Right, Dan?
I don't know. She's too old to be looking for the dangerous type.
Excuse me?
Find a nice man. You don't want danger at 56.
You want stability and a 401k and a beach house.
Dangerous for 20-year-olds who make bad decisions.
But what if you already have all those things? Then you want to be dangerous, don't you, little
bit? No.
I'm only 35. I don't want a dangerous woman.
Yeah, you want sensible. You want home at 10 o'clock.
I can do all that by myself, though. I need somebody to... get me out of that.
Do you want Old Blue Eyes to be dangerous? You want him to be nice?
Why not both, Dan? Dan, this is...
I do like that, though.
It's catchy. A vibe, right? It's a good song. Yeah. I'm just teasing.
And oh, it's no big deal. And Dan, this one's for you, my guy.
All right, what
see
do you
the
got?
Wizard. Wicked for Good. That's part two of Wicked for those of you keeping track at home. Just dropped its official trailer. Here is a portion.
The Wicked Witch can't elude us forever. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my creed. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Elphaba, they're coming for you.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason.
Think of what we can do together.
Because I knew you.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Because I knew you.
And I've had so many friends.
I haven't changed for good.
But only one that mattered.
The goosebumps on my arms right now.
I loved the first one.
Yeah. Well, it's a great musical.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think they did a really good job bringing it to life.
I know it made Carson's brain explode.
Oh.
But I think the first one was
She's
done.
Not the good person.
But you have to let her story finish. Not everybody starts as the good person. And that's part of the story.
That's part of life.
That we learn and we grow and we choose what we be. So in any event, for those of you keeping track at home, it's act two.
I appreciate that they already filmed them back to back and it's not going to take 3 years for...
Well, it's going to take until Thanksgiving.
That's only a year in between movies as opposed to 2.5.
Good point, Dan.
Stranger Things, take notes.
Yes. Yes.
Kids are 46 and you haven't even released.
If the stars have grandkids and they were teenagers when they started on the show, you're taking too long between series.
So thank you for banging this out in 2 years.
And
I appreciate it.
That is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Stephanie from Taunton.
Taunton. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Stephanie, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
So you know how this works. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Got it.
Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of the shenanigans that are about to happen here. Question number one. All that talk of a rift in the Beckham family might be true. It looks like Brooklyn covered up his mama's boy tattoo. Brooklyn's mom, Victoria Beckham, is a Spice Girl. What is his dad famous for?
Soccer. Football.
Pete Wentz, 46 today. He has a kid with Ashley Simpson and is the bassist for which popular band that has songs like Centuries and Thanks for the Memories?
Green Day.
Question number three. Sabrina Carpenter's new song called Man Child is coming out later today. And fans are speculating it is about her actor ex-boyfriend. What is his name?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
He's an Irish lad.
Mm.
No, it's not coming to me. Pass.
Question number four. Arnold Schwarzenegger's reaction to seeing his son Patrick's full frontal scene in The White Lotus was pretty laid back. He didn't want to complain because he's done nude scenes himself. He did Conan in The Terminator. Where did season 3 of The White Lotus take place? Which country?
Thailand.
Question number 5. It was 21 years ago today in 2004. J-Lo married Mark Anthony. Their divorce was finalized 10 years later. J-Lo has been engaged 6 different times. How many times has she been married?
Three times.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I just thought of a new game, Dan.
What's that?
We could workshop it. But essentially, it's like a celebrity trivia marriage game where you guess if the celebrity has more or less marriages than my mother. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Okay.
Stephanie got 2 out of 5.
Well done.
These are tough.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
All that talk of a rift in the Beckham family might be true. It looks like Brooklyn covered up his mama's boy tattoo. Brooklyn's mom, Victoria Beckham, is a Spice Girl. What's his dad famous for?
Playing soccer.
Well, and he's a smoke show, too. That's tied in one. Question number 2. Pete Wentz, 46 today. He's got a kid with Ashley Simpson and is the basis for which popular band with songs like Centuries and Thanks for the Memories.
It's a Panic. Panic at the Disco?
We've interviewed him before, too.
Babe, I know. That doesn't matter.
Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy.
It's rare that the bassist becomes the most famous guy in the band. Mm-hmm. Good for Pete.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Sabrina Carpenter's new song is called Man Child, and apparently fans are speculating it is about her actor ex-boyfriend. What is his name?
Barry Kogan.
Saltburn. That's the guy from Saltburn.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 1. Question number 4. Yes, the guy in that scene from Saltburn. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's him. Arnold Schwarzenegger's reaction to seeing his son Patrick's full frontal in The White Lotus was pretty laid back. He didn't want to complain because he's done some nudes himself. I don't ever remember him being naked.
Terminator.
Yeah, he never did full frontal, but he did.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, I do remember seeing his backside.
Yeah. You're not seeing the whole full Monty, all of Austria.
Where did season 3 of The White Lotus take place?
Thailand.
It was Thailand. 3 to 2. Question number 5. It was 21 years ago today in 2004. J-Lo married Mark Anthony. Their divorce was finalized 10 years later. J-Lo has been engaged 6 different times. How many times has she been married?
Okay. There's dancer. Ben, Mark Anthony. Ben, did she marry?
Cross
the baseball player.
Carry the 2.
4.
PEMDAS.
What was it?
4. PEMDAS. I never remember that. I get it wrong every time.
6 engagements is a lot. Like, honest question. Do you maintain the same level of excitement through all 6? Because I imagine the first couple, you're like, oh my God, yes! By 6, are you still that excited, or are you just like, screw it, let's roll the dice?
I think she believes in love. I really do. It just don't ever work out. And it's relatable content, Dan.
Like, getting proposed to 6 times is a lot of times to hear a proposal.
I would take it.
Let's be like, okay.
I'm not convinced it's love.
And there you have it. And there you have it.
Stephanie, thanks for calling in to play this morning. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win 4-2. Somebody asked if we're still keeping score of the wins. Yes, of course.
I'm going to put one on the board right now.
6,135 now for Kennedy and 447 losses. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go, Steph?
Well, it's 2 of my losses are up there now. So my name is Stephanie from Taunton, and I still can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lisa from Quincy.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
I want you to feel better about going.
I'll feel fine.
Trip.
Don't you worry.
I want you to just have fun.
I'm going to. I promise. Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking of trips, Lisa, why don't you send Kennedy on one right now?
Kennedy, could you please leave the premises?
Sure thing. Good luck.
But what are you going to wear in the other studio? Oh, that's a finger.
Oh, that's a middle finger. You're number one, Dan. She's your number one fan. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000.
Who wrote these?
Your mom.
I'm hoping they were as easy as the last time.
Right. I don't even remember. What's the game we're playing again?
What year is it?
Can't Beat Kennedy.
Okay, the $1,000 Can't Beat Kennedy. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
Dakota Johnson and her boyfriend have split again, and reports say this feels final. He's the lead singer of Coldplay. What's his name?
Oh, my God. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Question number 2. Starting in September, episodes of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy will air the next day on Peacock and Hulu. Name the two hosts of those shows.
Ryan Seacrest and, oh my God, Ken Jennings.
Question number 3. Speaking of hosts, this former host of Dirty Jobs is actually suing the Discovery Network for streaming royalties. What is his name?
Could you repeat that one?
Sure. Speaking of hosts, this former host of Dirty Jobs is suing the Discovery Network for streaming royalties.
I never watched Dirty Jobs. I'm in trouble.
All right. Question number 4. Here are the best country songs for summer, according to some country website. Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson, Summertime by Kenny Chesney, and All Summer Long by this Detroit native. Who is he?
Eminem.
And question number 5. The most anticipated tours of the summer include Lorde, Haim, Lady Gaga, and this 80s and 90s industrial rock band. Their lead singer is Trent Reznor. Named the band.
Oasis.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Right. I should have left well enough alone.
You never know what the questions are going to be, Lisa. Don't be hard on yourself.
No, you don't. And I was really hoping.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Lisa, who I love because she has good phone, got 2 out of 5. Are you on a rotary phone?
Well done.
I have an old landline.
God bless you.
I text you on my cell, but I call on this landline. I used to have a better redial. I used to get all concert tickets all the time.
Do you have, like, your landline, is it like green and it hangs on the wall in the kitchen and it has a 50-foot long cord?
It's a white princess in my bedroom.
Oh, even better. Oh, my God. I always wanted that one.
Wow.
Kennedy, I also have 2 Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man and Pac-Man.
Amazing. Amazing.
The more you know. Lisa's like a blooming onion. These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Did I tell you she got 2 right?
You did.
Dakota Johnson and her boyfriend, I don't know if you've heard, they split again. Reports are that this feels final. He's the lead singer of Coldplay. What's his name?
Chris Martin.
Tied at 1. Starting in September, episodes of Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy will air the next day on Peacock and Hulu. Name the two hosts of those shows.
Jeopardy is Ken Jennings, and Wheel of Fortune is Ryan Seacrest.
Tied at 2. Eventually, every show is going to be available on every streaming, and we're still going to be paying $600 a month. Stupid. Question number 3, Kennedy.
Yeah?
Speaking of hosts, this former host of Dirty Jobs is suing the Discovery Network for streaming royalties. Who is he?
Mike Rowe.
The best voice in TV.
That was a great show. I love that show.
Oh, I love him. He's got a podcast. He's just great.
Pay my man his royalties. He was that show.
3-2, question number 4. Here are the best country songs for summer, according to some website, Kennedy.
Okay.
Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson.
I concur.
Summertime by Kenny Chesney. And All Summer Long by this Detroit native.
Kid Rock?
Yeah. It's an odd one.
It's a country song?
No, it's not. 4-2, question number 5. The summer's most anticipated tours are Lorde, Haim, Lady Gaga, and this 80s and 90s industrial rock band. They're going back out on the road. Their lead singer is Trent Reznor. Named the band.
9 Inch Nails?
Yes. Head Like a Hole, Kennedy.
Their lead everything is Trent Reznor.
Really?
He's the whole band.
He's got anything left, I think.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
You too.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Unfortunately, we cannot give you the $1,000.
No.
All right, I know. This is Lisa from Quincy, and I couldn't even tie you this time.
It's all right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.